will never love you like I can,
101.3 CFM, the Byron and Christie Show. Carissa Pukas at I was just saying before we're on air what a professional I am. At Sat Night, all right.
Not that you're golden.
You don't need me to promote your Instagram. You've got about 4 billion followers. Why do you even need us to do this? Carissa, stylist, vlogger, beauty guru, constantly travelling the world, doing interesting things. That's why we thought we'd invite you back. And after that very professional intro, welcome.
Thank you. What's up, guys?
Oh, not that much. I feel like if we were to say what's been up with us, it'd just be lame compared to what you've been doing because you've been over in Coachella. How amazing.
Oh, it was so much fun. Good times, and way better weather than it has been here. Oh,
yeah. Okay,
sorry to rub it in.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah. Coachella, we hear all about it. It's like the stuff of myth for most people here in the Central Coast. You got these incredible artists, fashion, everything going on. You're in the middle of it. Where do we even start to talk to you about this? You were there for the weekend one of the two weekend festival.
It was brilliant. I had so much fun. My favorite part was the fashion and definitely like celebrity stalking and people watching. Like I am such a people watcher when I go to places like that. There is crazy, crazy fashion. There is just weird, strange individuals walking around. And for me, that is just a blast. The music was great. I really enjoyed that they had more of a DJ lineup this year rather than just bands and stuff like that.
Yeah, yep. Cool.
I loved watching What's O Not. Do you guys listen to What's O Not? They're from Sydney. It's like Flume and I don't remember who the guys.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
Ripping the Aussies.
Yeah.
Because well, I knew there was 100 other Aussies playing there.
Yeah, Angus and Julia Stone. They were playing. They're awesome set.
Yeah. What about Chet Faker?
Chet Faker was there. There.
Yep.
Oh, there was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, it's awesome lineup this year.
There's that many you can't even keep up. On what basis were you there? Because you spin so many different sources with everything that you do. What got you into the middle of Coachella with all this crazy VIP access?
It was pretty crazy. So my MCN, which is my multi-channel network that represents my YouTube channel, they rented a sick mansion there. And this place was just insane. It was like a 20-bedroom, multi-million dollar house. And I was just saying, like, I couldn't even turn the shower on. There were so many knobs. I seriously ended up having a bath all weekend because I could not figure out how to turn the
shower
on.
Because usually within a shower, you kind of need only two. And one for hot and one for cold.
Correct.
I think there was probably about eight. And I like fiddled with every single one. I am blonde. I'm not naturally blonde, but like, I don't know. I feel like I'm smart enough to turn on a shower and I couldn't turn that one on.
Naturally stupid, as it turns out.
Apparently.
Oh,
I don't know. Who knew? Wow. Who knew?
Hey, Carissa, going back to the fashion, it's pretty hard to avoid. Like if you've got a couple of celebs on Instagram, you're all over that. And I feel like Coachella, as much as about the music, is as much about the fashion and what people
Absolutely,
are wearing.
Absolutely, 100%.
Was there like a bit of an overall vibe for what people were wearing at Coachella this year in terms of celebs and what they were rocking?
It's more of like who can out-hippie each other. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, like, there was a lot of that going on, a lot of the floppy hats and
totally.
Stuff.
Oh, floppy hats. Like even like the whole like bindis or feather headdresses and like that kind of angle. There's a lot of that going on.
There's a lot of girls kind of rocking that Native American, as you say.
With the feather headdress.
There's a line, the whole cultural appropriation thing. There is definitely a thin line to tread on that. But some people are, you know, way past that and they don't care. And some people are doing it right. But
I thought the fact that you stayed in a teepee was a bit racially insensitive.
Hey, no, I did not stay in a teepee.
Carissa just said she was in a multi-million dollar mansion. Far from it.
Sorry, that was bad. At Sat Night, all right. Carissa Pukas, we love when you drop in and we'll get you in again as soon as we possibly can in what is a crazy schedule.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I always have fun here.
After Byron and Christie are done, you get 20 hits in a row.